Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started. Hi, friends. Since starting the podcast in May of 2018, with my husband as my editor and biggest cheerleader, we've never missed a week. That was until 2 weeks ago on Sunday, September 15th, 2019, when I was actually working on the podcast to go up later that night when I got a phone call from my husband that he had just been in a car accident and that him and my son were okay, but that the car wasn't. And it was just one of those moments where you say, okay, where are my shoes? Where are my keys? My wallet? And go. I tried not to panic. I assumed it wasn't going to be that bad. But I couldn't even make it to where the accident was, which was actually 0.7, just under a mile from our home. As I was driving, the ambulance and fire trucks were already there, and traffic was backing up, and I realized that this wasn't just some little fender bender. And I was able to maneuver through a parking area and then cut over, and I ended up parking at my son's swim school and then running to the accident, and realized quickly that my husband and son were okay, but they weren't, and that the whole front end of the car had been smashed in, and it was a really, really bad accident. And that's where our lives have been for the past 2 weeks. So we went to the emergency room, and my husband is still couch bound and hopefully headed back to work next week, but it's been really hard to see the people you love black and blue, and it's just and in pain and so much pain. My son's doing so much better. My husband's getting there. I know it's going to be a road to recovery, physical therapy for both of them, but a lot for my husband. And it's just one of those things that happen, right, that we have no control of. An SUV ran a red light. My husband was driving on the green, and he said he didn't even see it coming. The next thing he knew, the car was spinning, and when it stopped spinning, our son started screaming. It's just been a lot. There's so many details beyond all that, but I don't think we need to go into everything. As this whirlwind was happening, and I, was trying to figure out how I could emotionally process all of this and taking care of my boys and, now we don't have another car, and how do I, my husband took my son to school every morning, and my husband works, he's a baker, so if he doesn't work, he doesn't get paid, and how are we going to pay rent? And while I was trying to figure out everything, I did a post on the Plus Mommy Facebook page, and I'm one of those people that I need good to come out of bad. I needed a silver lining. I needed something to focus positive energy into. I really needed that. And so I wanted to share what was happening, but I wanted to share the importance of booster safety, because since my son last year was in third grade, he would list off the names of his friends that, so-and-so is no longer a booster, so why do I have to be? And my son is not a little kid. He's a big boy. And so he really tried to convince us that he didn't need to be in a booster. But I, being a certified childbirth educator and a mama bear, was like, oh, no, your booty's going in that booster for as long as humanly possible. As long as you need to be in that booster chair. I don't care that you've exceeded weight limits. Your torso is not at the right level. Your body, when it sits without a booster chair, is far too low. The seatbelt does not go across your body as it should. And when you're in a booster, it does. And we had fought and fought, and it got way worse this year with fourth grade starting, you know, because it's not cool to be in a booster chair, right? You know, you kids at that age, my son's 9, like, he wants to be one of the cool kids, and booster chairs are, you know, for little kids. But we just kept staying strong with booster chairs, and I'm so eternally thankful, because it was the paramedics immediately that said, you know, we don't see kids your size doing as well after an accident like this, because most of the time they're not in booster chairs. And at the emergency room, that was echoed too. And our pediatrician, wow, they really brought it home of what they've seen with kids not being in boosters, and especially kids being in the front seat way too soon. She said that the airbags, when they deploy, little kids' bodies aren't designed to withstand an impact like that. So don't put your kids in the front seat. And my son was definitely not in the front seat. He was behind my husband, properly secured in a booster seat base. So I wanted to share what was happening in the message of booster seat safety and this concept of, you know, cool kids are safe kids, and that we need to encourage our kids to be safe even if they don't think it's cool. So I did this post on Facebook sharing what had happened, sharing a couple images, sharing a great diagram from the car seat lady showing the points of safety that kids need to hit before they can be out of a booster seat. And it's really not just weight. And so many parents assume that it's just once they hit a weight limit that they can be removed from the booster. And it's really, really way more than that. And I can say from experience, because the post went viral. I think why it went viral is that my son gave me permission to share a photo of his injuries on his neck and chest. And while they're hard to look at, it clearly shows that because of the booster, the seatbelt was where it needed to be. Those injuries protected him, right? He is okay because of how the seatbelt laid across his body. And yeah, it has just been a whirlwind since then. So many comments of people saying, wow, I didn't realize. I just thought it was about weight limits. I'm putting my kid back in a booster. People saying, my kid's been fighting with me forever, and now I feel confident to keep my kid in a booster. And the story got picked up. I mean, that one Facebook post has reached over 1 million people now, which is mind-boggling to me. It's been covered by Today's Parents, Today's Show, Good Morning America, People, Romper, like the list just goes on, ABC, like it went massive, because I think in part we spend so much time talking about car seat safety, but there's so much misinformation about booster seat safety. So I really encourage you guys, I'm going to throw together some show notes for this this podcast episode, which is going to be kind of a shorter one than we're used to doing, because my husband still can't edit. So you're stuck with my editing skills for this episode. So sorry in advance if they're not perfect. But yeah, I really want you to look at kind of where those requirements should be at. And I'd like to read something from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They say a booster seat, kid should be in a booster seat until the adult seatbelt fits correctly. And that typically happens when kids are about 4 feet and 9 inches and in height, and that's about 8 to 12 years in age. And I really want you to go to the show notes and look at the diagram, or go to the Plus Mommy Facebook page and see the diagram. I have that post pinned. And really see if your kid hits all of those kind of benchmarks that make it safe for them to be without a booster. And, you know, for some kids, they do need to be in a booster until they're 12, maybe even a little older. And that's okay, because my 9-year-old, I can't even emotionally process what would have happened to his body had he not been properly secured in such a bad accident where, you know, the whole front of the car is smashed in, airbags are deployed. You know, they hit the car so hard. My husband hit the car that ran the red light so hard, it catapulted it, catapulted an SUV to the other side of the intersection. That's how bad this impact was. And for my son to walk away only needing, you know, a little bit of physical therapy, and definitely we're getting him some emotional therapy to process through what happened and how scary it was to not know for a while if his dad was going to be okay, because they had to do all the stuff in the emergency room, the CT scans and ultrasounds, and they were really worried about internal bleeding. And this was, my gosh, like, I'm still trying to figure out how to process it. So we knew we wanted to get my son some help immediately, and that was really important to us. So he started therapy. I think I need to start some therapy along with him. Oh, it's been emotional. It's been hard, but I'm just so thankful that something incredible has come out of it, and that a conversation around booster seat safety for big kids. I mean, again, my kid is a big kid, and I think that's another reason why this story has been so picked up, because he's not, you know, some itty-bitty little teeny-weeny thing that you're like, oh, of course they should be in a booster. Like, you know, he still looks little, but he's like, you know, at that age where so many kids are no longer in booster seats when they really should be, and even legally they should be for the requirements of your state. So beyond just encouraging you to look at the information that is being put out into the world, I really, if you're questioning things, if you're not sure, I'm going to put a link in the show notes where you can connect with a certified car seat safety tech. I had wanted to try to bring someone on for this episode, but honestly, again, my husband does so much work for the podcast and he's unable to do it right now. So the thought of me trying to figure out editing, and I emotionally, like, I'm still really struggling and things are really hard still for all of us. I'm still like trying to keep everyone afloat and take care of my husband still recovering. So I knew I couldn't put together the type of episode I really wanted to. So hopefully in the future, in the next hopefully couple months, I can bring on a guest expert and we can talk through this. But for now, I mean, I haven't had an episode for 2 weeks and I miss it and I miss you guys. And I wanted to explain why and what's been happening and provide you with some helpful information on how you can figure out if your kids are safe or not. I will say one thing that people had really asked me is, you know, how do I communicate to my kids that either have been out of a booster or who I need to keep in a booster chair, how I can convince them, you know, so every day isn't a battle when they get mad at me getting in their booster. And one thing that I wanted to do, and I asked him if he would be comfortable with it, was to have my son come on this episode and talk to other kids, like have a message to share with other kids about booster seat safety. So let's hear from Brayden now. Hi, Brayden.
Hi.
I think what people want to know first is, how are you doing?
Good.
You're doing good?
Yep.
Yeah, in fact, you're sitting here with me recording and you're not wearing a shirt and your body is healing so good. You can barely tell. There's still some bruising. But how are you feeling emotionally?
Great.
Great. Kids heal so fast, so I'm glad that you're doing good.
You are correct.
I guess, like, what was that experience for you, being in a car accident?
Crazy.
Crazy? You want to share just a little bit about it?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't even like to think about it.
You don't even like to think about it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I totally respect that. And I'm sure people listening do too. But you had told me before you recorded that you wanted to share a message with kids, right? So kids who are saying, I don't want to be in a booster. Like, remember all those times?
Oh, yeah.
You were like, Mom, all my friends, you would say the names of your friends. You don't say them. We don't want to embarrass anyone.
No.
But you would say like, oh, so-and-so isn't in a booster. So why do I have to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been saying that for over a year more?
No, more like 3 years.
More like 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like for 3 years, you haven't wanted to be in a booster.
You are correct.
Now, how do you feel about boosters?
They are awesome.
They're awesome? Why do you think they're awesome?
Because they saved my life.
Yeah. Well, I can't be more thankful for boosters. Yeah. So what I'd love you to do really quick, Brayden, is let's pretend that I'm a little kid. Okay? Can you pretend that? Brayden, I don't want to be in a booster seat. Why should I be in a booster seat?
Because if you get in a car accident, it will save your life.
Oh. But I want to be like the cool kids, and I don't want to be in a booster. What, should I really be in one?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool kids can also be safe kids.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that message with other kids.
I am.
What has it been like with all the media sharing your story and sharing your picture everywhere?
Crazy.
Crazy? Tell me a little bit more.
I went viral.
Do you know what going viral means?
That you're famous.
Oh, you're famous now. I'm sure you didn't want to be famous for being in a car accident, though, right?
No, I wanted to be famous on YouTube.
Oh, yes. My son with dreams of being a YouTuber.
I am a YouTuber.
Oh, sorry. He is a YouTuber. You can check out his YouTube channel. What is it? Flash77 or something?
No, it's Flash97 TV. Check it out.
Oh, okay.
Like and subscribe and hit the bell.
That's my son. So, but are you... I asked you permission to share your photo with everyone who's picked it up. Are you glad that people have seen it and that they're talking about booster seat safety?
Yes.
So one more time, I just want you to share a little bit with other kids about why it's okay to be in a booster seat.
It's okay to be in a booster seat because you don't want to die in a car wreck.
Well, that's pretty black and white there. That's kind of serious, but I guess this whole conversation is kind of serious, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't want to scare people, but we just want to talk about, like, that the booster seat really helped you.
You are correct.
Yay. I can tell you're done with this interview, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm correct again?
I want to leave.
Okay. Well, then I won't keep you here.
Can I
love.
Can I leave yet?
Yes, you can leave. I love you, son. Say
goodbye.
Bye. That's what you get when you interview a 9-year-old. Well, I'm proud of my kid for doing that. I know this has not been easy. It's been hard for my husband as our story went viral to every time he went onto Facebook to kind of like escape. You know, we go onto social media to escape. Here he kept on having to relive the trauma by seeing all the photos. But we truly have been touched by so many people helping to spread this message about booster safety. And, you know, it's never an easy thing to ask for help. But with my husband out of work now for 2 weeks, like I don't even know the position that we would be in financially if people hadn't contributed, you know, small amounts that add up so fast to our GoFundMe account. And I feel weird. I don't even like to bring that stuff up, but people have asked how they can help our family, and that's one way that they can help. And so I will put that along with my Venmo information in the show notes. Again, like, I don't like asking for help. This has been really hard. Like, I had posted on my personal Facebook to my friends, like, I'm going to set up a merch store for the podcast, and if people could help, you know, share it, and then some funds could help my family right now. And my friends were just like, that's all well and good, Jen, but just give me your darn, like, PayPal email. Like, let me send you something now. And I think they knew what I didn't realize at the moment was, like, how much our lives were going to be turned upside down and how much being a caregiver means you can't work yourself. So I haven't even done my regular work that I need to get done, let alone having time to set up a merch store, which I will do eventually because I want to do it anyways. And I think it'd be great for the show and for listeners who love being a part of it to have some merch. So when I can see straight again, that will be happening. I'm just now finally starting to get back into work and work mode. But you know, I just have to say, like, you those of you who have listened to a lot of episodes have heard my husband be a guest on Twice and just talk about parenting and relationships. And I think if you have listened to those episodes, that you know that my husband is very loving and caring and giving. And so this whole experience of my husband really being immobile and in so much pain has taught me a lot, including how spoiled I was. So I'm having to do more than I think I've done in a very long time. Simple things that we don't think of, like, you know, getting up earlier to make the kid lunch and take him to school. My husband did all that. I know, spoiled. He does a lot of the laundry. He went to culinary school. He does a lot of the cooking. I know, I'm so spoiled. So it's been nice in some ways to be able to give back and to do a lot for him now. And I don't know when we'll have another car. You know, it's low, the insurance companies, it's such a, oh, it's so frustrating, especially when you owe on a car and then your car gets totaled. It's like, here, we're giving you this amount and then you won't be able to buy another car. So good luck with that. So we have a long battle ahead of us. But I'll be taking the kid to school in the mornings and taking my husband to work and picking them both up and we'll be okay. It's all going to work out. But it's just, you know, it's just, it's so frustrating how you can do nothing wrong. My husband did nothing wrong and our whole lives have been thrown upside down and just the pain that they have been in. That was the hardest, was to see this man I love who does so much and is so capable, like, really not being able to do much. And just going to doctor's visits was like, so just took everything out of him. And yeah, but he's doing a little better, so that's good. But yeah, so I've realized that I'm very spoiled, and he does a lot with the podcast too. But thankfully we did have some episodes that were almost ready to roll, so I'm putting them together. So from here on out, the show will continue as normal. I did want to say I'd love it if you guys wanted to call into the show and ask a question, because I can do those types of episodes really easily. So once I'm hopeful my husband will be back to editing soon, but if we could have a couple episodes where it's more of a Q&A and you guys can call in and leave a question and I can answer it, I can edit that. I just can't edit a full interview. So if you want to call in and leave a voicemail, again, certified childbirth educator, so I can talk about anything, plus size pregnancy, that's been the focus of my work for 8 years, but also like plus size lifestyle, plus size questions, how to advocate for yourself at the doctor's offices, sharing a specific thing that might have happened at work. I got a great one coming up on that. That I think was a really interesting question that I received via Instagram and asked her permission to talk about it on the show. It's really, really interesting. So if there's anything that's going on in your life having to do with your size or motherhood or anything, like, call me, leave a voicemail. And if it's a great fit for the show, then I'd love to do a Q&A episode. And that also gives us a little bit more time to edit some of the pre-recorded interviews we've done and to get the show back up and running as you expect it to be every week. So the phone number is 505-926-1303. And again, 505-926-1303. That number will also be in the show notes so you can pull it up and give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Or if you just have comments or something you want to share about the show, that would mean so much to us. I'm so sorry we took a break for 2 weeks. There was just, I had nothing to give. there was no way. And even doing this episode right now, I was like, oh, should we just let it go another week? And I was like, no, I really want to reach out to everyone and say, for those of you that did see the posts and on Instagram at Plus Mommy, like everything that I shared and gave us so much love and support and even some donations, like it has really touched our hearts in ways that I was like, I'm not going to cry while recording this episode because I have cried too much already, but it has, it's an amazing feeling to realize how loved you are. So, and how much people care about your family and people you've never met. And so I'm just so, so incredibly touched, and my son is too, and my husband especially. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. And then it's been a weird thing to like go viral and like get calls from people that I, you know, literally People magazine online, you know, dreams that I've had as being a blogger for 8 years. And it's been really surreal to have, you know, to go viral, but for something that you never, ever wanted to happen, right? Like, I would never have wished that this would ever happen to my family. I'm so thankful good has come of it and that we're having this conversation about booster safety and that so many people are putting their kids back into boosters. But I just, it's been an emotional roller coaster of, you know, Good Morning America, Today Show is sharing your photos on Instagram, and like all these things that you dream of as a blogger, and you just wish it never happened this way. So that's been a surreal feeling that I'm not sure everyone quite understands that, because I am so thankful that the word is getting out there. But it's just been, it's hard when all your dreams come true in a way that you never wanted them to. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think for those of my friends who do this work and who are writers and who put themselves out every day, I think they understand, like, you want press and you want media for the merit of the work that you've done for so many years. And then when everyone's banging on your door, only it's for this, you know, one of the worst things that has happened to your family, then it's like, wait a minute, I need to tell the story because I know it's going to help people, but this is so hard. So it's been a lot. But good is coming from it, and I know that good will continue to come from it. And so that's really incredibly exciting. And you know, I'm thankful that all of these news media outlets picked it up and shared our family's story, and that it went viral, and that there's this conversation happening. And I realize it's always been happening, but it's reaching people that maybe didn't quite understand. Even my mom, for example, she thought we were a bit extreme with our booster seat safety. And, you know, have my parents, because my son and I go out to California every summer, like, have their booster chair. I have mine in my car, and whoever's taking him around town from my family, they can transfer that one seat around. And my mom just is like, wow, like, now I'm telling everyone I know, all the grandparents, like, yeah, we didn't do it for our kids, but it doesn't matter. Like, look, this, like, saved our grandson from who even knows far injuries or worse. And so everyone needs a booster seat. Like, you need a booster seat. You need a booster seat. And maybe she thinks her daughter's a little less extreme. I don't know. Probably not. But she knows that I was right, and that she's thankful that they, you know, didn't question it and bought the booster seat, but maybe thought we were being a little too protective. But we all need to be too protective, right? Because that little piece of plastic saves lives every day. And in fact, this is hard to even quote, but when the Today Show picked up the story for Today's Parents, their online media outlet, they interviewed a car seat safety tech, Jennifer Saxton, and I'll include this link in the show notes. And she said that car accidents are the leading cause of death for kids under 14. Oh my gosh. Like, that floored me. Like, that in and of itself is like, yeah, that's why we need boosters. And it's not just car seats, it's also boosters. And then with car seats, it's rear facing as long as possible. I mean, there's just so much that you're like, oh my God, that's so inconvenient. But you know, that inconvenience and those arguments we have with our kids save lives. Something that I didn't even think about that happened is caregiver burnout. So when life as you know it and the routine that your family has gets thrown upside down, whether that's in an emergency like we had, or a health concern, a new baby, adoption, whatever it is, it throws everything out of the rhythm that you're used to. And also caring and loving for someone who, you know, in my case, my husband and son were in pain and needed to be taken places and things done for them. And while I'm more than happy to do whatever it takes, it's hard. And I hit a wall, a massive wall, and felt complete exhaustion for a couple days, and I couldn't shake it. And then I just realized it was care provider burnout. And we don't talk about it, and we don't, because I know why. I felt so selfish. Like, who am I to feel this way? Who am I to feel burnt out when I wasn't in the accident? But there's a lot to say for all we do, especially usually as moms, you know, for everyone else. And then we don't take care of ourselves and then we just bottom out. So a 2-hour trip to Target to buy a single toilet seat was very, very helpful. So I really encourage anyone listening, you know, I think as parents, we all have some level of care provider burnout. Even if things are going blissfully well as parents, we do everything for everyone else. So just throwing that in there to remember to take good care of yourself, whatever self-care looks like, even if it's a 2-hour trip to Target. Sometimes it reminds us, as I shared on a Plus Mommy Instagram post, that, you know, even if all you do is get a toilet seat, it reminds you that life is not as crappy as it feels like in that moment if you can just get away. So do what you can at times to take care of yourself and get away if you need to. And care provider burnout's a real thing, and there's no shame, and we shouldn't feel guilty, even though I feel a little guilty talking about it. But I'll keep talking about all those things that make us feel all the feelings, because it's important. All right. I know this is a shorter episode. I know I've probably rambled, and I apologize. We'll get back to things next week, and that'll be normal and exciting. And I really, again, hope that you will call in and leave a voicemail, and we can do some fun stuff with the podcast together. So that number again is 505-926-1303. Thank you again for all of your love and support. Check out the show notes for additional resources around booster safety. Keep your ears peeled for a far more intelligent conversation around booster seat safety with a car seat tech coming to you hopefully in the future, not too distant future, as my husband recovers and is up for spending hours hunched over, focused on the computer. We got a ways to go. But again, next week things will return. And I really, really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank every single person who has just kept my family in your thoughts, people who have shared the story about booster safety. And for you, the listener listening now, even if you haven't heard of this story, thanks for listening all the way through. And it's something to think about and talk to our kids about. And a message from Chris. He says, thank you, everybody. You're amazing. He couldn't properly thank everyone. Like, there's just not enough words. So he decided not to even try. He's feeling a lot better, but still far from where he needs to be. And it's going to be a road. And he just didn't feel up for jumping on the show. But that's okay. I'm relaying his thanks and appreciation as well. All right, friends, I truly love you. Like, I just have to say, like, I've missed you these past 2 weeks. Like, the continuity of having the weekly podcast, like, I know it's something you enjoy, but I can't even explain how much joy it brings me to, and my husband as well. So we truly, truly appreciate you being a listener of the Plus Mommy podcast. So be sure, if you're not already, follow us along, Plus Mommy on Facebook, but especially on Instagram, where you see far more of me in Instagram stories. And like and review the podcast however you listen to it. It really does help to bring more exposure to the show. So thank you. Thank you so much. All right, keep those cool kids safe. Bye, friends.